Adelaide Tools massive Paraka car park sale this weekend. All the big brands on sale. AdelaideTools.com.au.
Ruined dits for breakfast.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
Lehman. I'm Anthony Lehman.
He's the brand new host of the Footy Show on Channel 9. He's a Hawthorn nut, tragic. He's all of the above.
Bring that up again.
And he joins us here every Monday morning. Lemo.
Oh, g'day. Thanks, Dits. That was a very nice introduction because I've got to say I was feeling a little bit unloved earlier. I was listening to you guys. I listen from 6 every morning, as you know.
Yeah.
And I was listening earlier and Dits had this to say.
Lemo's going to join us in this hour. The highlight for me, though, is when Alice the Wag comes in to tell us about Married at First Sight.
Hey, look, so Alice the Wag talking about Married at First Sight is more exciting to you.
Well, do you know what coaches do, Lemo? Sometimes coaches of a footy side throw out a little barb like that to make their players lift. I was after a response.
Yeah, well, it was the double message that got me, though, Dits. First you said that, and immediately after that, you played this song.
You can take it any way you like. You can either lift and give her something, or you can, you know.
You weren't trying to make Alice lift.
No.
To know how big her segment's going to be. You already know that's
going to be.
Right.
Okay.
I'm feeling a bit of pressure now. Okay, so given that I'm feeling the pressure, I've decided that I need some walk-on music today. So where's my... Here we go.
I don't know that was going to happen.
Hey!
10 out of the last 11 times you've beaten us now, Hawthorn.
I don't think we haven't lost to you at Adelaide Oval, have we?
Well, I don't know about that.
No, we haven't. We haven't.
Really?
At Adelaide Oval, no. That's okay. 4 from 4.
Oh, thanks for that one, too.
Hey, but let's look at the positives, Roo.
Oh, yeah.
All right. It was a short list, wasn't it?
Very short list.
Hey, the Crows AFLW team is through to the grand final.
Yeah.
It's an excellent result. Geez, that was a flogging, wasn't it?
We're actually pulling some of the girls out to play for the men's side this week.
I reckon
Aaron Phillips is going to play in the midfield.
She'd get a game too, I tell you. And let's look. And there is one more positive. Port were good, weren't they?
Very good. Yes, very good.
Port keeping a lid on it.
How does it feel to win the Jack Watts Cup?
Jack Watts himself was speechless after the game as a result.
He was quite emotional, wasn't he, post-match there. Hey, did you see on Saturday night at the Marvel Stadium that Thor himself, Chris Hemsworth and Matt Damon were at the game?
Yeah, a couple of big celebs.
Yeah, you would have missed it if the commentators didn't mention it 45,000 times during the broadcast. Jeez, they kept banging on about it. At one point I wondered if Matt Damon was actually playing for the Bulldogs.
He seemed to get a few stats, didn't he?
He really did. I can't wait for Brownlow night. I bet one of them gets votes. 2 votes, M. Damon.
Yeah.
Right there, one of the headlines in the paper here said, "A sight for Thor eyes."
Nice.
Well, they were just loving it.
He was tweeting to his 25 million followers, so good marketing for the AFL. That's what they were happy with.
Very good. So that's Chris Hemsworth at the Bulldogs. Roo, what celebrities did you ever have hanging around down in the rooms?
Heaps. Oh, Leighton Hewitt was always a big one. We're still clinging on to Leighton.
Yeah, right. And Dits, did you ever have any big celebs?
Of course we have. Yeah. The list is endless.
Yeah,
Amanda
right.
Vanstone.
Koshy. Russell Ebert.
Hey, Dits, what about in your squash days, in your playing days? Did you ever have...
Oh, where do I start?
Did Javed Meehan, that ever pop in to say good day?
Yeah, Imran Khan.
Princess Di.
Yeah, we had loads.
Did, right there. Hey, remember when the most embarrassing one was when Rob Lowe sang the club song with Collingwood? Can you remember that?
Yes, I do remember that.
He was brought into the circle. He later said it was more embarrassing than his sex tape, which is... which is really saying something there. Hey, now, I've got a lot of people are complaining about, St Kilda. Good win for St Kilda.
Oh, very solid start.
And the Gold Coast Suns nearly won, which for them, let's face it, is a win.
That's a win. That was an honourable loss.
That was an honourable loss. Just 1 point away from home. St Kilda having some issues with Dan Hannabry, and Alan Richardson was asked about the issues with Dan Hannabry and his fitness, and he said something very interesting. Let's have a listen.
Particularly his calves and his hamstrings, but as we've upped the load... In terms of the intensity, his body has just struggled. He's had 2 years where he just hasn't been able to put in the work. He's gone out and played.
We can get rid of that. What we missed at the start there was him saying his problems mostly with his legs. Now,
his calves and his hamstrings.
He goes, mostly with his legs, particularly though his calves and his hamstrings. Now, I'm no expert, but they're pretty important when it comes to playing footy.
Yeah, and if they're pretty important, I'm not sure if you give him a 5-year deal or massive money.
The fact that he said he hasn't been able to do anything for 2 years as well, I don't know. Would that come into your calculations or not?
And then he went on to say we need to rebuild him.
Yeah, he's going to be the $6 million man, literally the $6 million man. Hey, and I've got a quick solution, guys. There's no runners allowed out onto the ground. A lot of the coaches are complaining about this. They're holding cards up on the sidelines. Yeah. I heard someone suggest that, you know, the GPS packs on their back, that they put a buzzer in them, like at a restaurant, you know, when you get your meal.
Yep.
And that's how the players know when to come off the ground.
Your time is ready.
Dinner's ready.
I reckon, in addition to that, put little speakers in them so the coaches can talk directly to the players.
Then you don't need them at all, do you?
Out on the ground. I think we've got some solutions there, guys.
Now, Levo, it's time for Alice and her Married at First Sight segment.
Oh, so, sorry. I better get out of the way.
Righto. See you, Levo.
Well done.
Ruined. It's on Triple M.
Adelaide Tools massive Paraka car park sale this weekend. All the big brands on sale. AdelaideTools.com.au.